Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's happening? We're back.
It's 1 hour 15 minutes in, and I'm loving it.
You are?
I want to keep going. I want to keep going for another 5 hours.
What do you love most? 4 hours, what do you love most in the world?
My girlfriend and family.
He just done a smug look. I mean, because you just thought, everyone, why were you being smug about that? You didn't mean that. You just said that for...
No, I was being honest. And animals.
Dude, hey, listen, I'm really excited because we've got our next guest coming on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'm very excited. Now, this lady doesn't need any teeing up, I don't think. I don't think she does. She's shaking her head.
She's not a golf ball.
No, I'm not bringing on a golf ball. No, I'm not. But this lady is breaking the internet in the best ways possible. She's also one of the nicest people I know, which is... She's also Canadian.
You just asked where she was from. You thought she was American.
No, I said I knew. I thought she was Canadian, but I said, "Are you American or are you?" "Are you Canadian or are you American?" I said it was like,
"Yeah, that's the wrong thing to say to a Canadian."
Okay, everyone, please give a warm welcome to Estée Lalonde. Hey, Estée, come over here, honey.
Is it Estée Lalonde?
No.
Or Estée Lalonde?
No.
Jamie said it perfectly, actually. Okay. Where am I looking, anyway?
At us. Anywhere
a
you
convo.
Want.
Convo. Okay.
Hey, Estée, we're live on the internet right now.
That's the word on the street. Yeah.
Do you know what I find so funny? Okay, you've been on the internet for a long time. And you've done live things and all this kind of stuff. When was your first video that you put out and were like, okay, fine, this is something that I want to be doing?
Well, I mean, I put my first video out when I was 19, and I'm 28 now. And
that's 9 years, Francis.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, 9 years.
I love how impressed you are with yourself.
So yeah, that's what I did, and I wasn't really thinking it was going to be anything. The first video, I was so awkward, like really, truly.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
What did you talk about?
Makeup brushes. Yeah.
Sick. So
yeah, I know.
This one's fluffy. This one's
yeah,
not.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, so I did that. And then it wasn't really until a couple years later that I kind of made it my job.
No. Yeah. But what is that point where you suddenly go, because you're super smart, you're very driven, and doing something like... And I just hate that term because I just don't... You're not this term, but being a YouTuber,
fine.
Right? And I'm not a big fan of... Are you a fan of that?
I'm not really a lover of that term, actually. But I don't really know what I am. I mean, I do a lot of things.
Well, I tell you what I think you are, and this is not...
Let Jamie decide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you are. But I would say you actually are an influencer. Because, and I'll tell you why, is because I think there are people out there who call themselves YouTubers or influencers or influencers or whatever.
You call yourself an influencer.
I don't call myself an influencer.
You know, you are. I actually hate the term influencer.
So do I.
I don't think you do because you've been saying it a lot.
He's always saying, Francis, do you think I'm an influencer today?
I've never said
and
that.
And then he's like, do you think I'm as famous today as I was yesterday?
I've never said that. No, I've never said that. I don't like the term influencer as well, but actually...
No, you don't.
No.
Since she said she didn't.
I don't, but I'm not dubbing you an influencer, but what is different about you is that you are very particular in what you put out on your channels and things like that, and you're very conscious of what you're doing, which I think is a really good thing because you have a lot of influence. And I think that's a really kind of admirable thing to be doing where a lot of people aren't doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. I try to be particular because I can't just put anything out there, you know?
You've got a brand.
Apparently I've got a brand.
Yeah.
I'm the brand. Yeah. That's what people keep telling
me. You could launch a cosmetic range.
So could you.
Yeah, I know, but Estée Lalonde, it sounds like...
it actually sounds like an existing cosmetic range.
Sorry.
No relation.
But then you started YouTube and putting videos out 9 years ago in this awkward situation. What has it changed now? Like, at the beginning, I feel like it was this platform that was really exciting. It was about a community and everyone was coming together. And now it just seems like it's... So, I had a statistic that only 70% or 60 or 70% of kids under 14 years old aspire to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, which is crazy. I mean, when we all started back in the day, nobody knew it could be a job, obviously. Mm. But now it's a machine, you know? Mm. People see so much money to be made. Advertisers are, like, loving it. But
I don't think that's as true because I don't think advertising is the same as what it used to be on YouTube. So people feel like they're going to start a YouTube channel and become rich, and that's not the case.
I know. It's not the case. I mean, I've just been doing it for so long, and I just think, I don't think I could do it today. I don't think I could start today and do it.
Well, I think it's much more difficult today.
Yeah.
These days, I mean, they've definitely changed the algorithm slightly, so it's...
But also just so many people are doing it, and so that's...
Yeah. I think they're now, whereas it was much easier to gain subscribers and that was all that mattered, right? Mm-hmm. Now I think it really is about creating good content.
Yeah.
And actually you have... there's so much more...
I disagree. I don't think that is.
I think that's what YouTube have said as well, right?
But I don't think that's the case. And you can both correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like the people now who are gaining subscribers are the people who are doing the crazier things. And the more wild you do and the more eccentric...
Yeah, but it's keeping people watching is the point, right? So that's the algorithm is like geared towards how long you can keep people watching, your attention rate.
Sure,
so
but
it's great content.
But I counter it with, I think the people, the reason why you got the likes of Jake Pauls and the Logan Pauls in this world is because they're doing these crazy things every single day and trying to, like, you know, make people go, God, I want that life. And it's also a fake life, right? Which I don't think is the right way to promote things. But Essie, when you started, right, why did you want to make videos? What was the reason behind it?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got some time so I can really tell the story. But no, I had just moved to the UK. I had no friends. And actually, my mom told me, Estée, you know, I really think you need to get some friends. Why don't you join a Canadian club?
Francis always gets that from his parents as well. Francis,
you need to make
some friends. Yeah.
Well, I did not want to join a Canadian club. That wasn't...
She didn't actually say you had to join.
No, she did.
A Canadian club?
Yes.
I like the sound of this Canadian club. How do you join?
It exists on Facebook. Oh, well, right. It did 9 years ago. And that was not for me. So I discovered blogs and stuff like that. I had a lot of time on my hands. So I started a channel. Well, I started a blog first and then I started a channel.
I've got a lot of Canadian friends.
Cool.
Yeah.
You do? Sick, man. From your Canadian club you went to. Is that where it's from?
I could probably form a club.
I mean, being Canadian is quite a thing. Like, people... I mean, I like talking about it for some reason.
It is.
Yeah, but that's because you have Michael Bublé. There you go. Yeah. You've got Justin Bieber.
It's true, we do.
You have that ice hockey player.
We could really keep going. We've got a lot.
but I quite like that.
Mayor Ford.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But he's rest in peace.
Yeah. Mayor Ford?
It's
tragic story.
but I think that, you know, you started doing these blogs and these vlogs and things, and you get asked this the whole time, and I know it's slightly boring.
Yeah.
But you know, to
ask something different.
Yeah, like pep it up now.
I'm going to start pepping up.
Something really, really.
No, I'm going to.
We can talk about anything. Let's not talk about YouTube. What else
I'm
going to
start pepping it up. Trust me, I'm going to start pepping up. Don't you worry about that. But I just want to know, but why? But then you started making these videos once a week.
Still
you. No, because I'm interested in it. No, because I'm interested in it. Because you're making these videos once a week.
Yeah.
Surely there comes a point where you go, God, I just don't want to do this anymore, because you're constantly thinking of content and stuff.
Oh,
it's like,
wow. Okay. I mean, I don't know if I can even ever say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. What else would I be doing? I mean,
but that's the thing, because you can do anything, right? Life is about that's the amazing thing about life, that you have adventures and you can go and do anything. People that are, you know, football players then become brokers, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can do anything.
It's true. I mean, I'm actually trying to think, you know, 2019 goals. What have I got going on? I want to become a broker. You heard it here first.
So wait, what are your 2019 goals that you set for yourself then?
Well, I don't know. I haven't actually come up with them yet, but I do want to find something fulfilling to do with my life. Hopefully we can figure it out next year.
Maybe having children?
What?
Why would that be fulfilling?
What isn't that fulfilling?
Well, I don't know. I think is
isn't
it
that kind of like the meaning of life, isn't it?
Having kids?
Yeah.
Having kids?
Well, isn't that what life's about?
No, I don't think it is.
Well, like
perhaps
it's a pretty big part of life, right?
Mm. The meaning of life, I suppose, is reproduction, actually survival and things like that. Yeah. I suppose that is possibly the meaning of life.
True.
Technically it is true, but I don't think that's what life is about. I know what you mean though about doing something that has purpose.
Yes, and I'm not talking about
like what we're doing today, raising
exactly.
Yeah, but more
find a cure for AIDS.
we're doing that. But I think that you're right.
We're about to find it right here at this table.
I'm really excited to find the cure
for AIDS. We're just brainstorming here, but you know, someone will take some of the ideas that we're kind of bouncing around, and they'll run with it, and then they'll find the
But so what do you want to do then? What do you really feel that you can do in 2019 that makes a difference?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. I had a very crazy year last year. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram and follow my life, but you know, I am a single lady, you know?
Did you break up?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You don't follow me, really.
Well, I didn't know that
a year ago, almost.
What happened?
After 9 years. I mean, we don't need to get into that on this live stream.
Well, we could.
Okay, let's not get into that, but
you know, we're still really good friends and all that, but I'm just saying,
Shit.
Wow.
No, but I honestly...
It's going to be okay.
I know, it's going to be okay. But hang on, can I ask...
I shouldn't have said about babies.
Well, yeah, I need to find a baby daddy first.
Can I ask, was it your idea, both ideas, his
idea?
You
know, I don't even know if that's an appropriate thing to talk about right now, but I will say we are still friends and it's all good. But I'm just saying, I spent my entire 20s in a relationship, and now, you know, I have to kind of learn how to be a savagely independent woman.
Single lady.
Yeah.
Is it true?
We've got some things that can help you with that.
I'll just take
take the whole pot. Yeah. But is it tricky now being that independent? I suppose not that you weren't independent before, but like as in
it's a different lifestyle for sure. I'm really loving it, and you know, I've come out the other side of that. I'm feeling so good, so fresh, and excited about life.
Was this your first long relationship?
Well, I mean, it was a 9-year relationship.
And was that your first kind of relationship that you had?
Like, real one. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know.
So actually, Jess also single as well.
Yeah, she's awesome. We have a mutual friend, Harriet. She colors my hair.
Ah, okay. Cool. Yeah. So single ladies on the podcast today.
Yeah, but it's true. I can't
think of anything worse in my life than being in a relationship.
What?
Ever?
Yeah. No, now.
Oh, right,
I'm not
right.
saying ever, but yeah, there's nothing appealing about that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so interesting but you've done such a juxtaposition to what you were doing.
I know.
This guy must have hurt you or?
No, you can't. Stop trying to dig deep into these.
I don't know if we're going to like get any specifics out of me today.
I love it. It's such a Canadian way of saying things. I'm just not going to get into it.
You thought she was American.
No, I did not think she was American. Relationships.
My whole point with that, though, is just, you know.
You don't have to depend on someone.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just living my life selfishly, which isn't selfish at all. And it's really cool. And so,
do you have a dog?
I have a dog. I have a greyhound.
So kind of like you got your hands full, really.
I really do. He's a big dog. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But do you think you?
Jamie thinks he's a bit of a big dog.
I don't think I'm a bit of a big dog.
You're always saying that.
No, I'm not always saying that. Do you think though? Do you think you will now continue to live in London now that because you had your life here, right? And suppose that now you've broken up, there is that kind of thing where you go, oh, maybe I can go and because the great thing about your job is that you can go and do it anywhere in the world.
It's true. I spend a lot of my time in New York as well, so I'm kind of like back and forth. But London, I love London. I think it's the best city in the world.
What do you think of New York?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I go
what
there.
What about Toronto? Do you
know? No, not for me. But yeah. I mean, it's great, but I don't see myself really living in Canada.
Yeah.
I just not sure about New York.
What do you mean? You like to party?
Yeah, I do like to party, but I feel like, okay, this is my thing about New York. New York is great if you're working there. If you're not working in New York, then it's not that fun.
What are you talking about? Yeah. It's the actual opposite.
No, New York is great if you're living there and not working.
No, I disagree. I feel like New York, if you're...
Because then you just party the whole time.
No, because, okay, London... London is amazing, right? Because you can get up in London, you can walk anywhere, and it's super lovely, and it's never too hot that it's almost, like, unbearable, and it's never too cold mm-hmm. that you can't handle it. New York is the opposite. New York can either be really sweltering hot and annoying and
but
that
besides
kind of...
the weather, I mean, it is such an inspirational place. It is...
You feel like things are happening.
Things are happening. There's energy. And there's an energy in London as well, but it's different in New York. Yeah. So I like to just spend a few weeks there at a time and then come back to London.
Yeah, but again...
What's your favorite party in New York?
My favorite party?
Yeah.
I like to go to, like, a club and dance. I'm going to a club tonight, actually. My friend Claudia wants to invite you guys to this party.
Sick.
It's in Hackney, though.
That's so down with that. I love Hackney.
Do you?
Yeah. I like all the baking places they have that look like a garage.
Okay.
I like that.
Cool.
What?
Yeah. I like all the the tall people there.
Yeah, there's a lot of tall.
There's
people.
A lot. Why are they all so tall over there?
I don't know. They all are tall and wear the same kind of clothes and, like, you know, it's the look.
Wait, yeah. So you're telling me at the moment that you're a single chick, you're not looking for a relationship, and that you're not even just, like, looking. You don't even care.
It's the dream, isn't it?
She's going out to nightclubs.
Yeah, but you're going out to nightclubs. So at these nightclubs, right?
Seeing what happens, you know?
So you go to these nightclubs and you're like, you're sort of strolling around and some guy comes up to you and goes, oh, hey, what's
you know,
up?
The craziest thing is guys never talk to me, ever. If I'm, like, looking cute at a cafe, I don't get a convo. If I'm at a club, nothing.
Welcome to the UK. They know
what
no
is
one
the
ever.
Deal with
yeah,
that?
Yeah. You think British people are going to come up to someone else and talk to a stranger? In hell no.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm not really interested in, like, Tinder or, you know.
Well, why don't you approach them?
No, I think that's...
What's wrong with that?
I haven't found anyone interesting at a nightclub, personally, but...
You're never going to find anyone interesting in a nightclub. It just never happens that way. That is...
I suppose you also can't hear if they're interesting, because they're...
No, but, like, whenever I...
Hello?
What's that? Is that you in a dungeon? Hello?
with a sound system.
Yeah. You would never go up to a guy? I just don't.
I would. Yeah. I absolutely would. But I mean, it would take. I mean, I would have to. You know, I don't know. Something would have to be intriguing.
What about anyone intrigues you in the audience?
Oh God.
I don't think anyone up there.
That's looking grim. No.
But then,
lots of gorgeous people.
So you're saying that you don't really go for people that sort of aesthetically looking. You more go for what attracts you towards someone.
This is one thing I will say. I do not have a type.
Is it like YouTube subscribers or amount of subscribers?
Oh, Oh no. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to date anyone in the internet world.
Yeah.
Mm. I want someone low key.
Someone not on the internet.
Yeah.
Amish man.
Yes.
So what attracts you the most? What do you find
the
in
brain?
Really?
Are you familiar?
Gensel Frontzer. The brain? Okay. So wait, that does. So wait, the way they think you like that.
The way they think. I want someone who's very creative, you know. Hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Funny.
Again, that's pretty hard to find in the UK, I think. I don't think many people... This is my issue, and I said it before, but I said it again.
What's your issue?
My issue is that, okay, I went to... My friend runs a nightclub in Bournemouth, and I was talking to him the other day. And I said, tell me, does all the people here know? He said, He said no one's partying anymore and no one's communicating anymore. They all sit in a room and they sit on the phones and that's how they communicate. Everyone WhatsApps each other.
Yeah.
Everyone does it through text.
Yeah.
And this is my issue right now with the younger generation. And I think actually it's now drifting into... It's sort of going across every generation.
Have you taken issue with the younger generation?
I just did.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. This texting, when you, it's like, oh, I have to wait. You know, you texted me, now I've got to wait an hour and a half, and then maybe you're going to read it, and then you might reply tomorrow. I cannot deal with that.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's intrusive, yeah.
There's so many games there.
It's not even intrusive.
I kind of want to have, you know how you have on your emails, you have like a you know, an out of office thing. I want that on WhatsApp saying, I don't, you know, respond to all of my WhatsApps immediately. So just chill out because I've got other things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'll respond when I can.
But equally, I don't want to wait like, you know, 4 days for a response from a dude.
But it's not even.
No, that's, but I guess if it's a guy you're interested in and he reads your message and then doesn't respond,
well then he's just not that into
you. Yeah,
but it's not even so much that for me. I mean, my issue is that I think that
it's your other issue.
My issue is that this whole sort of situation of communication, I think talking to people is the coolest thing in the world. I think that you gain knowledge by talking to people and people are really badass actually. And what's annoying is I don't think anyone's talking anymore. No one wants to communicate anymore.
You were talking about the party thing and how nobody parties anymore.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why I am so into going out at night now, because, you know, there's no phones. You're dancing. It's a different type of release. It's fun.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When was the last time you went out and partied? Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, tonight in Hackney.
No, I don't.
But that is my, and I know I keep saying, but it's really.
I love a party though.
Yeah, but it's really upsetting me that people actually now, when you go to, people don't actually meet up with anyone anymore. They don't go for like lunch dates. They don't go and have like a date. You know, depending on Tinder or whatever these like dating the dating.
Apparently,
apps.
Says.
No, no, I'm not on Tinder. I've never been on Tinder. I actually have never ever gone on a date on Tinder. Been on Tinder, but I've never actually gone on a date on Tinder. But these people, like something like 99.4% of the people actually never meet up. They just message.
I don't know, but I do think, how else are you supposed to meet somebody? You're not talking. You know, you've got to do it through an app, it seems like. Are you checking your Tinder right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. By the way, I just want to give a big shout out and ask people to keep texting donations. We've raised £7,613.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? That is absolutely amazing. Remember, all you got to do to donate is text part 90 with £5 or part 90, £10 to 70070 to make a donation. Check with the bill payer, obviously, or you can donate online by visiting www.mtvstayingalive.org. Isn't that insane?
Hey. Yeah.
That's because you're in here that we're just...
Yeah, everyone's like, we got to give them our money.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really great.
It is really great.
Not bad for a Saturday.
But this is the other thing that we got to sort of make. This is all about World... And it's today is World AIDS Day and all that kind of stuff. And people are going to nightclubs and people go home with each other and they're not wrapping up.
Yeah.
And I feel like... And people, what they don't realise is that it's a completely like rife thing at the moment with all this like sexual health and stuff like that. But how do you educate people on stuff like that?
How do you educate people on stuff like what?
Sexual health.
Well, I guess you can go on Doctor Care anywhere. Ask your doctor. They will be there to give you any sort of advice. And you don't need to go into the surgery. You can just speak to them on your phone. Or you can also read up on the internet about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you would do it?
Yeah, if you want to learn about something... the internet is this amazing place where there's loads of information about stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You use the internet a lot?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You know, S.A. Francis, Francis now lives in the countryside.
I don't think I could ever live in the countryside.
You don't think so? No. Why not?
Well, I like the city. Okay. I like to always be doing something.
Yeah.
Too much space and nature really kind of can stress me out, which is apparently supposed to do the opposite.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think it's exactly the same where I feel that, like... I, for some reason, having grown up in the countryside, and I grew up until I was about 5 years old or something like that, and now moving to a city, I feel like I can't... I actually enjoy noise at night, and if I don't have noise at night...
Like sirens?
Not so much sirens, but I quite like the hustle and bustle of, like, a city rather than not having that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where some people quite like... So my mum, for example, loves to have, like, complete silence and things like that.
Right.
But I just can't... feel settled or silent within it. Are you okay, Mr. Francis?
Yes.
I will say I have a lot of trouble sleeping. You want to talk about insomnia?
I have that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to me about it.
I mean, it's a struggle every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to have very bad insomnia.
Yeah.
And when I was at school, like, you know, I'd stay awake. Like, I just couldn't get to sleep in the evenings. And I'd wake up at, like, obviously for lessons, I'd just be absolutely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it that really helped me sort that out? I guess stopping using my phone before 10.
Yeah, see, that didn't help me. That hasn't helped me, really.
I'll read and I'll try and like keep the lights, like not use any like artificial lights.
Right, candlelight?
Yeah, I won't read by candlelight, but I'll try to keep the lights dim.
Okay.
And actually it does work. Also if there's a time you want to go to bed, just to get in bed before then and then read and then
But also my one is more where when I get into bed I get that thing sometimes where I think, right, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Do you ever have
you
that?
You think that.
I think that.
Yeah.
And once you think that...
It's a fear.
Yeah. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, it's like constantly something's going on, but I take a lot of baths. That helps me a lot. Get in the bathtub, yeah.
But do you ever meditate?
I do yoga, but I don't really meditate.
That's kind of meditation.
Yeah, it's like a type of it.
Mindfulness.
Because I meditated for 6 months. I use this app called Headspace.
Yes, I've heard of it.
And I used to
it's good. It's good.
It is all right. I used to wake up in the morning and I would go to the sauna that in my gym and I would sit there and I'd meditate. And it actually kind of helped for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that then... You feel a bit better, but then I stopped doing it. And I feel like we're living in this world at the moment, which is just full of like hecticness and buzziness and phones and all that kind of stuff. And that's why no one can switch off. And everyone is so like worried about the future and what's going to happen. So whenever you go to bed at night, you're constantly thinking about what's going to be happening tomorrow. And that's why I couldn't sleep, I think.
Yeah, I know.
What were your things though?
Yeah, it's just literally... I don't even know what... Sometimes I just don't even know what I'm thinking about, but I just... Random thoughts. But yeah, sometimes I usually will sleep around 3 hours a night.
Do you dream?
3 hours a night?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I slept last night, though.
You should read this book by Matthew Walker called Why We Sleep.
I actually own that book.
It's fantastic.
It's sitting on my coffee table.
But you should read it.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic book. It's actually really made me take my sleep a lot more seriously because it's so important. And you can never get back the sleep that you've lost.
You can never get back the sleep that you've lost.
As in, if you miss sleep and you think, oh, I'm going to catch up on my sleep, you'll never actually make up the sleep that you've lost. So you own, because obviously you die at some point, right? So you can never actually catch up on the sleep.
I know what you're trying to say. I get what you're trying to say.
So you'll never actually. So you only have a certain amount of hours that you can sleep in a day, right? And if you miss those, you won't catch it up. You may sleep but you'll never actually catch up on the sleep. And so you're basically running yourself into an early grave.
It kind of stresses me out a little more because now I know that, and I'm going to be like, I can't catch up on the sleep.
No, but you can.
But also, like, 3 hours sleep is nothing.
I don't know how I'm a functioning human.
Do you not? Has your body now come accustomed to that?
No, yeah. But that's also. But you become accustomed yourself to your fatigue and your sort of chronic sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
But actually, you know what you well you can achieve you can basically reach a level where you're functioning at a much higher
It's true. And you know, I'm working with a team of people now. I have a team.
For insomnia?
For like a lot of things. I'm just trying to figure out my life, you know, mental health, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think it is super important. And also I think, weirdly enough, I think that like mental health and thing comes hand in hand with people who are sort of in the entertainment industry or being some sort of entertainer in some sort of way, either it's a YouTuber or it's an actor, because you're constantly having to act a certain way, in a sense. And what I love about you is that you are so honest sometimes about the way you're feeling and the way you're handling stuff, which I think is... But you do it in a really real way.
You could take a leaf out of her book.
Yeah, well, I think I'm pretty honest as well. And I think
you are too.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe too honest.
But I do. And I had this real issue because I think, like, I did this police show, right? That is coming out in January for Channel 4, which was called, it's called Fighting Crime. And I went in Peterborough for 2 weeks and I fought crime as a special. 25,000 people in the UK are specials. They volunteer. You're wrapping me up. It's like the end. Yeah, I didn't think. But 25,000 people volunteer to be a police officer. And the biggest thing I learned from this experience is how, like, mental health is like this lava going through these villages and these towns and these cities all over the UK and all over the world. Mm. And people don't understand it.
Yeah.
Do you mean mental illness?
Well, I just don't think they understand their mental health. I remember when I was 22 years old and I started getting really bad anxiety. I had a panic attack when I was 22 years old. And I had a panic attack and I then got anxious for the next 6 months. And I didn't understand. I remember I was telling you about that. I was telling you. And I was filming with Francis the whole time and I didn't understand what I was feeling. And I couldn't go to anyone because if I spoke to someone about it, it then became real. Mm-hmm. And that's what frightened me even more, that if I spoke about it, it was real, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of stigma around it. And I always try to talk about it as much as I can. And I think recently it's been getting, I don't know, it's weird. It's like ups and downs all the time, you know? So I'm trying to find out ways that I can kind of make it a little more stable.
What is your, I notice you've got chill pills on your phone.
Yeah, my phone case. So, everybody is always very into my phone case. Yeah, chill pills. Cool. Not really working.
So what is actually your chill pill, if figuratively speaking?
I love like the baths thing. Yoga really helps me. I love to read. And I love to walk my dog.
But you're not reading the Matthew Walker book.
I'm not reading that book. I'm actually reading a Murakami book, which I can never remember the title of it, but it's a memoir about him running.
What is it?
What I talk about when I talk about running or something like that. It's really
exercise
good.
Is so key.
It really is.
But can I just and maybe this is too much of a personal question. You can feel free to say no, obviously. But what do you feel anxious? Do you feel sad? What do you feel?
I have been really vocal about it. I have depression and I have anxiety and it's honestly some days I can wake up and I feel the best that I've ever felt and it's fine. And then other days I'm just feeling really low or I'm feeling super anxious and I think that's something that I love talking about because you can still be a functioning person, a successful person, and still have mental health struggles. Yeah. And
And that's actually so interesting because one of the people that has sponsored today, Dr. Care Anywhere, is this. Have you heard of Dr. Care Anywhere?
No, I haven't.
So Dr. Care Anywhere is basically this, it's an online platform for doctors. So you sign up to it, and you can have a doctor on call any time of day, anywhere in the world, and they can diagnose
on
help
your
you
phone.
On your phone.
So you can speak to them on.
So they
like,
can
like your FaceTime.
Like a FaceTime
yeah.
They can FaceTime you, or you can call them. It doesn't have to be on FaceTime. But amazing thing is what they are focusing on is that mental health side. So getting it. I met a guy the other day who his sister had been on the cognitive therapy list for a year and hadn't been seen on the NHS because they're just so like so you know there's not that many people working
inundated
with like these things. And Dr. Anywhere, that's the best thing for it is that you can talk to a therapist, if I'm right, three times a day if you really wanted to, which is amazing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's so amazing because sometimes, like you were talking about a panic attack, it can really feel like you're dying.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a support system, you don't have anyone to talk to, that sounds pretty great.
And also they can prescribe you chill pills if you want.
Yeah.
Hey, well, speaking of reading also, Esther, I'm going to read you my diary very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, are you ready for this? We like to do this in private parts. We read you a bit of my diary. So I'm going to read
you. Keep a diary every day?
Yeah, I keep a diary. Well, okay. France and I keep a little bit of a diary. We read it out to each other occasionally.
I'm going
to read
the same diary.
What am I about to hear right now?
Oh, you're going to hear it. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Tuesday. I started the week off with a glorious spin class with my friend Toby, but I'm beginning to have a slight worry that I'm training too much. Not because my body may break down, but because everything seems to go to my butt. Now, when I was younger, I played a lot of rugby, English schools and all that jazz, but at the age of 17 on a rugby tour in Italy, I snapped my ACL ligament and my rugby was over. At the time, the worst moment of my life. But a blessing in disguise. However, because I wasn't playing rugby and hit the gym, I got, as my mum would say, stocky. I'm 5'9" and weighed 13 stone. That's heavy, isn't it? Oh my God. I lost the weight and remained at 65 kilograms weight or around 10 and a half stone until a few months ago. Now, having started spinning, my butt seems to have grown, and when I get on the scales, I'm around 77 kilograms, 12 stone. I look skinny, but I think it's all in my ass. Hence why I'm becoming slightly concerned about training. Honestly, I'm not kidding you. My butt at the moment is like, everything goes to my butt. I don't really get it.
I can't see your butt right now. Well, like, how big are we talking?
Well, it's not that big, but I was just shaking. Like, I mean, can you sort of say it's like a ledge?
I don't know where to look.
At my
it's
butt.
It's huge, Jamie. It's huge.
I don't really get it.
I actually have a story. I saw you at a spin class at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Which one?
This was ages ago, and I actually couldn't believe you were there. You are like, your schedule is like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this is perhaps where, so for me, right, with feeling great and feeling good, I for so long felt like, and I've told you this before, I felt for so long like that I wasn't, like, I didn't feel good in myself, so I felt like I wasn't achieving what I want to achieve for some reason. That's probably because I was focusing a lot on partying and things like that, which wasn't so good. And then I started training again, and it actually was like a light bulb in my head. It actually made me just feel so much like, oh my God, I feel like refreshed and better and things like that. And so then what I do is I try and train in the mornings, and then my whole day is so scheduled out. And I think that's so important to have some sort of schedule.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have a schedule?
Yeah, well, I wake up. Well, depending on what I'm working on, sometimes if I'm working on very focused on something, then I'll try and wake up at 5 a.m. for like that, you know, for every day. For
5 a.m.
Yeah, because it's
wow.
Well, because it's kind of no one's texting you, no one's emailing you, like it's just you, and like it feels like you're alone in the world, so you can just completely focus on what you're doing.
But so what time do you get up then?
Well, I typically will wake up around 7. But, you know, after like a night of having 3 hours of sleep, it can be a struggle.
But that's the thing. It varies because sometimes I'll have something, late in the evening. So I'll sleep later and then I'll have to get myself back into that routine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I like to work in the morning and then.
And then get on with it.
Yeah, and then just get on with it.
I just can't believe that you do actually.
But then if you wake up at that time, you actually get so much done that then, you know, your day is basically finished. And you can relax after lunch.
I like that plan.
Yeah.
See, that's one of my most.
You don't have to feel guilty by being like, you know, watching Netflix in the afternoon.
So two of the things that I really don't like in life are organized fun and siestas. I really don't like both of those things.
What?
Yeah, I hate organized fun. Really, really annoys
me. This is organized fun.
No, this is not organized fun. No, this is.
You don't find this fun?
No, because I think we organized it, and it's not been organized. What I mean by like orienteering or rock climbing.
You don't like rock climbing?
No, I don't like rock. Do you like rock climbing?
You don't have to do planned rock climbing. You just go
you just show up.
Disorganized rock climbing is actually the funnest. It's a bit of a rush.
But you know what I mean? Do you not?
I think I know what you mean.
No, I think you mean like when you're at like some sort of school event and they're like, okay, well, now we're going to do the sack race or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't like that. Or I hate when you're at an event, it's like go around the room and tell everybody something about yourself.
Oh yeah, that's awful. I can't stand that. So tell us about yourself.
But then the other thing I really don't like are siestas. I find siestas like...
But actually, do you know what? If you'd read Matthew Walker's book...
You keep telling me to read this book.
So when you're a baby, you have a polyphasic sleep pattern, right? Because you sleep throughout the day at various points. But then as you grow up, it becomes a sort of biphasic. Generally, in the Western world, we have a monophasic sleep pattern. So we'll sleep once in the evening. But the cultures which live the longest are the sort of Mediterranean cultures where they have an afternoon nap, a siesta, and then they sleep through the night. So that biphasic sleep pattern is actually the healthiest.
I do love a nap.
Yeah.
Do you? Why? I hate a nap.
Oh my gosh.
I can't stand it.
25 minutes.
But how do you do that? How can you? This is what I don't get. How can you?
That's
not,
the optimum,
like,
actually.
How can you not sleep like all night? You have like 3 hours sleep, but then you go, I'm just gonna have a 20-minute nap. I mean, that's what I don't get.
Sometimes if I'm feeling a bit tired and I've still got stuff to do, I will take a 20-minute nap, and it will just completely reinvigorate me, and I'll be able to stay up again until the evening when I go to bed. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, see, I've just never been good at naps because I remember I was on safari once, and I was on safari once. So weird into anything. And I had a siesta and I woke up and I was never... I honestly just was like, my mum told me to go and have a sleep and I did. And from that time, I just never, ever enjoyed it.
Well, back to partying, there's something called a disco nap or something it's called, right before you go, you know, I love that. I love a disco nap.
So you're one of these people that sleeps before you go out.
Oh my God, I'm having a party at my place tonight and before everyone comes...
Look at you, you're now like off the scale right now.
I know, I am.
Are you a dinner party type of person, or do you like clubbing more?
I am not really interested in dinner parties at this season of my life.
Mm. I quite like how you call it seasons.
Yeah.
This is quite nice. This is what I feel like I should be doing, because I feel like if you separate it into like kind of seasons and things like that, it's kind of like quite a nice way to look at it.
Absolutely.
Because I always look at life as like, right, this is now, this is going to be like it forever, here we go, and it shouldn't be kind of that way.
Well, it's not like that, is it? Because life is evolving and...
Yeah, I look back at myself when I was 20 years old until now. How different do you think you are from when you were 19, when you
oh
first
my gosh,
started to know?
I'm so different.
In what way? Better? Worse?
I would hope I'm better. My God.
Some people go down.
I'm way worse.
But I don't know.
I've gone really downhill.
But I feel like when I was like 17, I was so like inexperienced, which was quite nice. And there's that whole Peter Pan aspect where you're like, he's so in. You know, Blake does an amazing poem called Innocence and Experience, and the fact that innocence is broken by experience, and that no one ever wants to be experienced, because once you've experienced something, you can never forget it. And that's why Peter Pan had it so right, is that he was never wanted to be experienced. And so I feel like when I was 17, 18, I wasn't that experienced, but now I am. Which may be not a good thing.
But you really have a childlike, you know,
face.
Approach.
That's so sweet of you. Like, I know, I moisturize most days.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I
do. Skincare, I could talk about that all day.
I thought you were about to say childlike intellect.
I do. I have these... Have you ever Botox or anything like that?
No, I have not. But I'm not against it if somebody is interested.
You don't?
Have you done it?
I've done it once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
On my forehead. I did it once, yeah.
I thought you got it in your balls.
I did not get it in
Can
my...
Can you do that, or would you, or should
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's what you did.
What? Who did what?
I thought you said you got it in your balls to make them bigger.
No, I've never ever in my life done Botox. But Botox was this... you know what it was made from? It was made from, so basically this person, this like couple, I think it was Canadian couple. I'm not even kidding. I think it was a Canadian couple were getting rid of twitches in eyes. So there was a big, you know how you get, when you're tired, you get like a twitch in your eye.
Yes, I'm very familiar.
And they were getting rid of the twitches in the eyes, so they would inject their side of their eyes, or their, I think it could be in their eyeballs, with...
they were nuts, these guys.
Yeah, they were nuts. But they used to inject them with Botox, and then what happened was is that they lost their crow's feet on the side of their eyes, and then that's how it started.
Right.
You retain a lot of information. Like, where do you store it? I have the worst memory ever.
Because you sleep 3 hours a night. That's literally why.
Not every night, but I would say 4 times a week I sleep 3 hours a night.
I just don't. I mean, I feel like...
Actually, when you spend a lot of time with them, you'll find the same information.
The same getting, stories.
Have you heard that before? Have I told you that story before?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Have you? It's like the same thing with Viagra. You know where Viagra came from, that was trying to be for like a heart. So it was for heart condition. So if you had a ticky heart, they would give you Viagra.
A vasodilator, yeah.
What does that mean?
It dilates your vascular system.
Yeah, so did that. So then they were doing that and they realised that everyone...
Doctors in the room were going, yeah.
Is that true?
It is. Oh, it's true. Yeah. It makes your blood vessels bigger, wider, so more blood's allowed to get to the organs that it needs to. Are you with me?
And then people started to realise that they were getting horny at the same time. And they were like, what is this?
Well, does Viagra make you horny or does it just...
Well, yeah, so the order of things is that the brain speaks to the... And then, yeah, so a little bit.
Fine, a little bit.
It dilutes your vascular system so blood flows more easily to the gonads.
Right.
So your brain speaks to your penis and it makes you...
But so does zinc. Zinc has the same effect. That's why oysters are an aphrodisiac, because the zinc makes blood flow to your nether region.
That's a gay... What is your... If you're going to have a starter, main, and dessert...
Oh, right? Okay. I didn't know what you were going
to have. Oysters for...
I would have oysters as my first meal.
Wow.
I thought you were about to say pudding.
I would have oysters as my dessert. What would you have as your starter, main, and dessert?
That's really hard.
I didn't. What do you like?
I love food. I really do.
Mm.
Okay, so what is your go-to? Go on. What is your dessert then? Do you have a banoffee pie?
No, I don't have a banoffee pie. I just love cookies. I know that's like not a very posh dessert, but I love a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, me too.
Apple crumble.
Apple crumble is the only thing in the world that you're allowed to eat hot fruit with.
You're obsessed with white pudding, aren't you?
I'm not obsessed with white pudding. No, I'm not, but I'm obsessed with banoffee pie. Have you ever had banoffee pie?
I have. Oh my gosh. I love lasagna, and I think it's underrated.
Yeah.
Wait, who's underrating lasagna?
Well, I mean, if I say, oh, that's one of my favorite foods, it's like people think it's like not the best.
No, because they're not, they're eating terrible lasagna.
Yeah, I know.
What is the national dish of Canada?
I don't know if it's a national dish, but we've got something called poutine, and it's fried.
Poutine.
Not...
You've got something called poutine?
No. It's fries, gravy, and cheese.
That sounds absolutely vile. Is that
no?
That
I thought delicious. You were going to say amazing, and it is amazing. If you go to Montreal, I highly recommend.
So, are you when you eat stuff? Are you kind of a carby person? Do you like carbs?
I love carbs. I love anything salty. I love like guacamole. I'm not really a sweet person.
Okay, so you're going to wake up tomorrow after your party tonight. You're going to feel a little bit hungover.
Yeah, I'm going to Winchester tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock that's in the morning. So I think random. That's
what
going
for?
To be a struggle. I'm going ice skating there. Really Canadian, but yeah.
Okay, forget that you're going ice skating. If you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to feel a little bit hungover. What would you go, okay, I'm going to go and order a little bit of this. What would be your first thing to order?
If I was hungover?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know it's really brutal, but I would love McDonald's hash brown.
What? That's so niche.
Oh
my
God.
McDonald's hash browns.
That's the best hangover cure.
I thought you were going to say like a Big Mac.
Grease. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mini little things.
What? No.
But they're always too hot to eat.
What are you talking about? McDonald's hash brown, they're like this... size.
The triangle one. They're mini. They're little.
No, they're not. Right. You're not going to McDonald's.
Oh,
enough.
You have tater tots.
No, I'm thinking of Van Catra.
It's fried potato.
I know what it is.
Not, you don't like, seem like you do.
No, I know what hash browns are, and I agree with you.
Fine.
What is your? You don't. But you don't.
I
really get hungover.
Breakfast, but if I was going to.
Mine is shepherd's pie, man. I just can't get over how much I love shepherd's pie. Yeah, if I actually something really, really, really upsetting and probably not a great way to end this, but it's actually really upsetting. You know when people go to prison and they're asked for their last meal?
Right.
They say the last meal. The chef...
You've got yours pre-prepared.
The chef cooks them their last meal, right? And they make it to their best ability because... what normally happens is that the prisoners don't eat it because they're so anxious and worried, but the chef does get to eat it, so that's why he makes it the best meal possible, which is quite...
That's a good story. Yeah. Also not, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really intense story. Este, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Hey, listen, I want to give a big shout out to your YouTube channel.
Cool, thank you. It's just my name, Este Lalonde.
And also, I want to give a shout out to your podcast that you do, which is amazing, which is called...
On the Line. Thank you very much.
Hey, dude, you're rocking at the moment. You're doing super amazing things. I'm really worried about your 3 hours a night sleep, but I hope I am too, honestly.
Take a few of these for tonight.
Hey, listen, we'd love to come party with you whenever you invite us. And if you want to invite us around for your house party, I am there.
Starts at 8:30 tonight.
Okay, everyone on the internet, come. Este, as we always like to, please leave our guests with something inspirational.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know if this is inspirational, but something I'm going to start doing is morning pages. So every morning you wake up, it's like a brain dump, and you write for hopefully 20 minutes. And it's supposed to be really... good for your...
That's what I do in the morning, yeah.
You actually do that?
Right, that's when I wake up at
5 early, o'clock in the morning.
I definitely do a dump every morning. That's okay. The only dump.
That's my cue.
Thank you, Manali. See you later. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.